This is Greg Tingle for Media Man Australia. We're speaking to the director of Airview Aerial Photography. Welcome to the program, Stephen Brooks.
How are you?
I'm good. So, Stephen, tell us, what is Airview Aerial Photography all about?
Well, Greg, as the name kind of suggests, we're an aerial photographic company. We started life fairly recently in the late 90s, right, just at the beginning of the year 2000 is when the company got started. And we sort of came into the market asking a lot of questions. So we've been a sort of a purpose-built aerial photographic company rather than a photographer or a photography company, a land photography company that does a bit of extra aerial work on the side. We've been a dedicated and concentrated, you know, a dedicated aerial photographic unit right from the word go.
Yes.
And so it's meant that we're probably a little better in terms of our operation and our offering. We've got a far greater understanding of the everyday workings of people who require aerial photography. And
yes.
We can we've managed to create some really good solutions for our existing clients and our prospective ones.
Yes, so technically, I mean, yes, you're doing photography, but it's very different to the sort of photography a lot of people would think of. Like, it's not necessarily digital photography, it's not fashion. You work with a lot of property developers and real estate, and there's, I mean, possible tourism implications. I mean, what are the main sectors that you specialise in?
Well, the real estate market is an obvious choice, and it's a large part of our operation. Real estate, both commercial and residential, we cover well, industrial real estate and developers, which is the people building the new buildings, and architects are another area. Architecture is another strong area for us.
Yes.
But we've got you'd be surprised with the number of different angles that we get brought in on. And we've done a lot of work for existing legal cases. We've done a lot of stuff for people looking to get environmental impact reports through the councils and various authoritative bodies. And so we really got a large portfolio of both product or end result and client.
Yes.
Very, very interesting.
Yes, so as they say, a picture tells a thousand words. So with yourself, I mean, it may be property, you know, marketing of property, so someone wants to see what it looks like from the air so they can see how splendid their new mansion or little cottage is going to be in the surrounding area, or perhaps it may be for evidence reasons to actually prove that something exists. Give us an example of one of the more interesting jobs that you've been on.
Well, some of the legal cases, they're all tied up with all confidentiality agreements.
Of course.
Examples. Yeah. Owns a large tract of land close to a residential area and has been put in applications to, or been required to put in irrigation or drainage systems that have over time failed to be implemented, and the local residents are interested in following that through to make sure that those companies are, in fact, following the rules and doing what they're supposed to have done.
Yes.
I think that gets a bit interesting.
Yes.
They've all got to be legally accountable and untampered with, so there's all kinds of things signed off on them. But we've got, as I said, a large, diverse group of clients. Some of the stuff I love is the rural stuff, the big farms and the golf clubs and things like that. It's,
yes.
They're beautiful properties, and some of the mansions down in the Southern Highlands that we've done.
Yes.
Are fascinating. But for just purely pictorial stuff, to be, you know, just for the awesomeness of the shoot, just the local, some of the local places in the eastern suburbs and some of the big places on the waterfront.
Yes.
That we're involved in. The marinas and all around the cities. That's a gorgeous place. It's a great job. I really do enjoy getting up every week. So.
I can see why. And you've got extremes. You've got the lifestyle side of things, and then you've got the more messy stuff like the legal investigations. I think the opportunities in the Defence Department as well as real estate. And I was even thinking back to something I saw on TV a couple of weeks ago. If you're over in parts of Africa or on the outskirts of Iraq. Perhaps you could be looking for poppy crops or like drug lords. Perhaps we need to talk to the police department here in Australia. Yes. But yeah, how much can you see up from the area? I mean, does it do you see certain patterns if you're looking for something, or do you? I mean, how do you sort of focus in on these specific areas when you decide to go after something, so to speak?
Well, you've got for the residential market. We just, I'll be honest with you, we follow the EBD. We fly the maps. Find the right road intersections and we follow along and count buildings until we know we've got the right place.
Yep.
In terms of some rural areas, if we're looking for certain sites, then again, we ask for the clients to provide us with as much map information as possible. Sometimes we're going off, grid referencing. The GPS coordinates and things like that.
Yep.
To get us into the right place. But what mainly is just look out the window and find the landmarks. We really, it's very basic. We're what's known as a low-level oblique supplier. So we're operating between 1,000 feet and sometimes we'll get up to 4,000 or 5,000 feet, but between 1,000 and 1,500 feet.
Yes.
That enables us to get, with the lenses we carry today, to get very close-up shots of homes and sections of homes. We can probably tell you what people are eating for breakfast on their balcony of a morning.
Yes.
From our close-up work, but we've also required to shoot large tracts of land in the areas of farms or airfields or, the whole host of bits and pieces.
Yes, and the good news is for both some of your current clients and as well as potential customers, you don't necessarily have to go to the air every single time there's a requirement. You have a large database of stock footage, don't you, of different areas?
Yeah, we do. Because we're in the air so much, we have gathered a database of stock images of all over Sydney and deep now New South Wales. So we're really covering large tracts of land now. And we've got 1,500 and more aerial photos posted on the website as we speak. So
yes,
a lot of our clients can, in the case of not needing something specific, but perhaps looking for more a generic overview of an area or a view or an iconic landmark like the Harbour Bridge or the Opera House or something else around Sydney,
yep,
then they can go straight to the site and do a quick search and find what they want.
Yes.
And
it's very, very easy to find as well.
Well, the search engine has been set up so, that I can use it, so that it's definitely a search engine for dummies and it's ideal for finding that shot that you need straight away, because we can have an order fulfilled sometimes within about 5 minutes of someone selecting the shot they want.
Yes. Now, what stage is your business at the moment? Are you in the growth stage? How would you describe what stage your business is at?
We're big growth. We're a fairly new company, so we're constantly developing our client base into different market verticals, and we're looking for new opportunities all the time, and further afield as well, because we've always advertised ourselves as an Australia-wide operation and quite happy to travel to do work. It's meant that we're able to grow outside of just our the limited city. Not that I think we probably have to, really, for a good operation here in Sydney. I think there's more work than one company could ever get to be honest with you. But
yes,
we're in large growth and we're very much a got in mind. I'm of the opinion that a company's either growing, it's got to go forwards, or it's going backwards. I don't think as much in the middle for a company. So no, we'll always be in growth. I think we're always going to be looking for new markets and new.
Yes. Yeah, and another thing that impresses me, I understand you haven't over-invested or over-committed as far as you're not exactly running a fleet of jets or something, but at the same time, I mean, you've got very quick response time, so if somebody needs something done, what is the service level guarantee, or what sort of time frames are you working on at the moment by the time someone says they need something specific to be shot from the air?
It's a good question, Greg. It's actually determined largely with the weather. I mean, really, that's our main concern. In Sydney, we do have concerns in terms of flight control areas through Mascot Tower. They're very, obviously, with jets coming and going all day, with an airport that's very, very much central or close to the centre of Sydney, we're often within what's known as a control zone, and we're always discussing and negotiating with the tower where we can go at any given moment. So it becomes a very interesting exercise, but in so saying, we ask for 7 working days turnaround on any contract. Many of our clients haven't got that, and in most cases we can have a turnaround in 3 or 4 days. Sometimes on the same day, I've actually had calls in the morning and supplied the product that afternoon. So I think we're one of the few companies in the region that can act.
That's excellent. Being an aviation expert, as you and your company are, I'm very curious to get your opinion on something. About a month or so ago, there was a pilot that flew under the Sydney Harbour Bridge, and someone actually apparently took a photo of two going under and on the approach and so on. I mean, what's your thought on that sort of stunt or whatever we want to call that?
Well, because of the litigious nature of the activity, I think it's rather stupid for anyone on a commercial basis. I mean, I'll be honest with you, anyone who's a pilot and looks at the Harbour Bridge and fancies themselves as knowing how to handle an aircraft would enjoy the thought of flying under the Harbour Bridge. And when we're required to take off and land off of a strip that's perhaps 15 metres wide and hit an exact spot every day, all day, flying under the Harbour Bridge isn't actually a very difficult thing to do safely.
Okay.
I'll be honest with you. It's not technically very dangerous at all.
Yes.
I'm very glad that it's illegal, though. I wouldn't want every Tom, Dick and Harry doing it.
No, well...
Anyway, I travel on the Harbour Bridge to get home.
Yes. But, and just imagine if two pilots had the same idea, one on same different approaches, heading for each other, that would be a messy scene.
Oh, yeah. It wouldn't be good. I've actually looked at it on another. I knew a chap that I worked for who had flown under the bridge when he returned from the war. He was a pilot back in the old days, and that did happen from time to time, and I got to meet him. But to be honest with you, from a professional point of view, it's something that is just literally what you said, it was a stunt. And we, as an organisation, not only couldn't afford to consider it, we haven't got time to do it anyway.
Yes, and there's all sorts of rules and regulations and laws, and I guess now the government, I mean, they've been looking at that particular case very, very closely, and rightly so. I mean, and in life as well, some laws are sort of, I mean, you don't need to spell some things out, some things are just a little bit silly to do. But, I mean, what sort of laws and the like are you required to follow every single time that you go up in the air for the aerial photography?
Most of the aviation laws are based around, and obviously there's the standard aviation rules, which are followed eminently by any of our pilots and operatives. So we're very keen to work with just the most professional organisations. We've currently done a lot of our fixed wing work with companies like Chieftain Aviation and Dynamic Helicopters, and they've got a very good record in terms of how they abide with the rules and how well they fly. But it's with the tower that's the big issue, the air traffic controllers. And we're under constant negotiation to be allowed in certain areas, and we're in a built-up western city where, in today's world of terrorism and things, I guess it's a concern. They want to know who is where and what their intentions are. So I don't mind that at all. I live here too. I don't want any. I want it to be protected.
Yes.
And so they're extremely rigid in terms of the way they want the rules followed, and we make sure that we follow those rules as prescribed. So,
yes.
It's not to our benefit. We're held out from sites when certain flight plans are or runway configurations are in order at Mascot.
Yep.
And I think that's where the main concern with flying under the bridge is. The bridge would be a great target in these days of terrorism, and I think we've got to watch everything we can. So as a company, we would definitely continue to act very responsibly and follow all the rules, make sure we keep within the guidelines.
Good. So there are some serious legislations and laws to abide to, but there's also, I guess, a bit of a hyper and exciting Hollywood sort of aspect to the business. I mean, I guess the potential for TV programs, whether it's reality TV or auction programs, I mean, location or auction squad, that kind of thing. What sort of opportunities do you see there, Stephen?
Well, I think we're an aerial photographic unit. This is all we do, so it's a specialty. I think if ever you want an impressive image of a beautiful place like Sydney, or New South Wales, or the coast of any kind, then it always comes back to an aerial photo or an aerial piece of aerial film. And you do see helicopters and aircraft used extensively.
Yes.
With various shows and I suppose, activities that go on. So I think, we've got a great offering, and I feel that there's a lot of property shows and things around, and there's a lot of reality shows, of course. But in terms of what we do, we're just top-end professionals. We think we have a lot to offer.
Yes.
And I also feel that because we're in the air so much, we've got a lot. We can very good suggestions in terms of how to gain the best perspective on a property or a site, or how to give it its best sort of light.
Yes, and so what other important information should people know about your operation, including obviously the important contact details for yourself, both in traditional ways and website and so on, Stephen?
Oh, look, I think Greg, the main thing that people need to know is that we're here. That's one of the crucial elements. Two, that we've made a real effort in terms of getting the company started and developed to make sure that areas of service are well catered for, that we really do provide a great service, fast turnaround. And I think, really something that's worth mentioning is extraordinary, really cost effective. We came in looking at the prices for people to have aerial photography taken, and it was ridiculous. Really, the cost of aviation is enormous.
Mm.
But by doing so much, we've been enabled to drop, bring our prices to a more affordable range. And I think that helps.
Yeah, so someone can come up with, they may have a specification, they can give you a call or send you an email and say, look, this is what we want, and you can get back to them very quickly and say, look, this is approximately how much, and everyone can be happy with that.
Exactly. And in terms of the stock material, we offer a range of very user-friendly options, including one-off royalty-type photos and royalty-free time-span photos, and perhaps outright purchasing of images as well. So
yes,
there's a whole host of things that are equally cost-effective.
There certainly are. So a telephone number and an email address and website for people wishing to contact yourselves is?
Well, the main line is 02.
Yep.
It's Sydney 02-8900-6392. It's 8900-6392. I think the best email address is info@airviewonline.com.au. airviewonline.com.au. And I suppose the website is the one that would be a most interesting right about now, which is www.airviewonline.com.au.
Absolutely. We're going to have all sorts of interesting and qualified people listening to this interview and checking it out. We look forward to speaking to you again shortly and collaborating with your fine organisation. This has been Greg Tingle speaking from Media Man Australia with Stephen Brook from Airview Aerial Photography. We look forward to speaking to you again shortly, Stephen.
Thanks, Greg. We look forward to talking to you.
My pleasure. Thank you. Bye-bye.